Knowing why makes me a happy guy. It's Rhyme and Reason 889. Here's your rhyme and reason. Oh, yeah. Hey there, Tony here. I'm going to take you back in history just a little bit, in America's history, and talk about Ted Kennedy and Robert Kennedy. So, as you might have guessed, if you didn't already know, they were brothers. And there was a time when Ted Kennedy had to speak and give a eulogy for his brother Robert, who was assassinated. Robert was running for president. His brother, his older brother, John F. Kennedy, had been president, and he had been assassinated, and then Robert got assassinated, and there was a lot of assassinating going on back then. Anyway, Ted Kennedy spoke at his brother's eulogy, Robert, and he quoted George Bernard Shaw, who said, "Some men see things as they are and ask why. Others dream things that never were and ask why not." I'm not sure Ted or Robert were capable of anything more than why and why not questions, but I hope so. I hope they were capable. But you know, I'm not going to know until I leave this world, and maybe then it won't even matter. But I do know that knowing why is awesome, and I'll explain that. Because knowing why melts away a lot of the wondering in the world. I think you could say wondering with an O and wondering with an A. It melts away a lot of that. And the biggest why question is the one about our human existence. Why are we here? If you don't know the answer to that, you're liable to come up with all sorts of, let's say, foolish stuff. Yeah, let's go ahead and say foolish stuff. Not silly, it's foolish. And not the least of which, in fact, maybe the most of which, is how everything came from nothing. Yeah, that's foolishness. It's a fool that would say something like that. And for one main human reason and one main supernatural reason. The human reason is there's no such thing as nothing. And the supernatural reason, something from nothing isn't natural. It doesn't happen. So if it did happen, it would have to be supernatural, you know, above that which is natural, outside of all that is natural, beyond everything that is natural, supernatural. I know that takes us toward a supernatural designer because all of creation is full with capital F-U-L-L. It's full of design. And you can't logically look at design and say it happened all by itself. You know automatically, you do know this, whether you admit it or not, you know automatically that something that has a design had a designer. You don't look at a building and question whether or not there was a builder. In this highly complex world, this solar system, the galaxy, the universe we live in, it's held together by design, not accidentally. I pondered this sort of thing way back in 1987 and way back before that. But in 1987, when I still hadn't found the love of my life, I pondered it in a different way. And I wrote a poem because, yeah, that's what real thinking men do. I wrote a poem about my questions. And there were a lot of why questions. But I ended the poem with an acknowledgement of my ability to know even when I didn't have an answer. And here's how that went. Knowing why. I pause, I wonder, and I see myself through a magnifying glass. I ask a question and give myself a test that I may never pass. I yearn for freedom. I don't belong in a complicated life. My needs are simple, a mountain home and perhaps a loving wife. So why can't I make this happen? Why don't my dreams come true? Why is the picture always fading? And why can't I change my view? Why don't things change no matter how I try? And why do I constantly ask myself why? I sit, I listen, and try to hear all the music in my head. A song, a feeling. I need someone to understand what I've said. When I'm being optimistic, I know I'll be fine. Asking why is realistic. Knowing why, divine. Okay, see? Knowing why, it's divine in more ways than one. We'll talk about that more later at another time, maybe. For now, thank you for tuning into the Rhyme and Reason podcast in this short episode of knowing why and why knowing is divine. And as always, go over to TonyFunderberg.com if you haven't already and add your name to my email list. I'll send you some free stuff, some fun stuff right away. And you will occasionally get stuff that even my listeners here on the podcast don't get from time to time. Thank you so much. As always, remember, life has rhyme and reason because God made you.
There's a rhyme and reason for your life. There's a rhyme and reason why you're here. Give your time and season to the one who